Mike Tegubin, hello, friend, and Maranatha. The Lord Jesus is coming again. The one who is the bread of life, which cometh down from heaven, to giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Oh, beloved, how wonderful it is to taste and see that the Lord is good. How wonderful to know the true and the living God, to have the peace of God flooding your soul and your spirit. Well, we've been talking about this subject of rejection, and we've discussed the first entrance of rejection into the world in Genesis chapter 3, where man rejected God's word and God's way, and thus was ejected from the Garden of Eden, and the ground was cursed, and all of creation has suffered because of the sin and the rebellion and the rejection of mankind. And we came to the second instance of rejection as Cain brought an offering to the Lord that was unacceptable. He brought of the fruit of the ground which had been cursed, and thus God could not accept Cain's offering. As a result, Cain was hostile. He was angry. He was frustrated. And so God gave him the answer for rejection. He said, Cain, if you will repent, if you'll do things God's way, will you not be accepted? Notice verse 7. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? Beloved, only through God's way, only through doing that which is right, which is the will and way of God, can one find acceptance and deliverance from rejection. If thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. You can have victory if you will come God's way. You can see sin crushed and put aside. You can see rejection stop and not any longer ruling and reigning in your life. You can have victory, and you can know the pleasure and joy of acceptance. As 2 Peter 3:9 tells us, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Beloved, we've all experienced rejection. We've been dead, spiritually separated from God, dead in trespasses and in sin. Thus we grow up warped and twisted by sin and rejection, constantly rejecting God and his way, wanting to walk our own way, to do our own thing, just as Cain did. But 1 Timothy 2:4 tells us that the Lord desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. That's God's will, beloved. He wants you to come to the knowledge of the truth. He wants you to be delivered from rejection. He wants you to be set free from the bondage of sin. He wants to bring you into the glorious liberty of the children of God. And so Cain next rejects God's way. As Isaiah 53:6 points out, all we like sheep have gone astray. We've turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid on Jesus the iniquity of us all. So the next thing Cain does is to reject Abel, because God accepted Abel's sacrifice, which was a blood offering made by faith. Abel is put to death. Cain kills him, and the first murder takes place, and we see more rejection. And God gives Cain another opportunity to tell him what he's done, another opportunity to be delivered and to get things right and to repent. And so we see the Lord said to Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And Cain said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Cain continues to reject the opportunities that are offered to him. How many people there are in the world today who reject the opportunity of salvation, the opportunity of forgiveness and deliverance from the bondage of sin? Thus God must punish sin. He's holy and He's righteous, and so He takes Cain's gift of growing plants from him. He rejects his gift of the green thumb, that which Cain loves, that which he delighted in. Because he rejects God's way, he thus is rejected of having that gift of growing things any longer. And we read in verse 11, "Now art thou cursed from the earth." This is Genesis 4:11. "Now art thou cursed from the earth, which hath opened her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. When thou tillest the ground, it shall not henceforth yield unto thee her strength. A fugitive and a vagabond shalt thou be in the earth." And so we see that Cain becomes the first hippie. He begins to drift around. He has no roots. He has no permanent place. He drifts around, and he doesn't find acceptance anywhere. Notice, he'll be a vagabond. He'll be a fugitive. He'll be running all of his life. He'll be facing rejection all of his life because of his sin. And so what is Cain's response? Cain said unto the Lord, "My punishment is greater than I can bear." Cain blames God for his suffering. Cain blames God for the results of rejection. He blames God when God's not to blame. Cain's the one that has chosen to go this way. He says, verse 14 of Genesis 4, "Behold, thou hast driven me out this day from the face of the earth, and from thy face shall I be hid. I shall be a fugitive and a vagabond in the earth, and it shall come to pass that every one that findeth me shall slay me." Rejection begets rejection, beloved. And so we see more rejection is coming into Cain's life. And so what does God do? Notice verse 15. God's merciful, beloved. God's long-suffering. And God extends mercy to Cain in verse 15. "The Lord said unto him, Therefore whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any finding him should kill him." And thus, this probably led to more rejection. People said, there's that man with the mark. Stay away from him. Don't have anything to do with him. If you hurt him, why, you're going to suffer too. And thus we see rejection begets rejection, and we see the terrible consequences. He feels unworthy. He feels unloved. He feels unaccepted anywhere. He's a wanderer. He has no permanent place to call home. And he's miserable and he's wretched. Why? Because he rejected God's way. And how many people there are in the world today that's just exactly like Cain? God was willing to give Cain acceptance if he would only repent, turn from his sin, and come God's way. And, beloved, if you are in Cain's condition, miserable, wretched, drifting, not finding any permanent place in your life, constantly looking, constantly searching, constantly looking for something that can fill the void, that can fill the emptiness, if you are in the condition that Cain was in, you can be accepted. You can find what you're looking for, and it's all wrapped up in a personal relationship with Almighty God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus is the way to acceptance, beloved, and He will give you complete acceptance if you will come God's way and be willing to do things the will, according to the will and purpose and plan of God. God will make your life meaningful. God will make your life worthwhile. God will make your life acceptable. And you will find true acceptance as Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 6 says, to the praise of the glory of His grace, wherein He hath made us accepted in the Beloved. Beloved, that's where you find acceptance. True acceptance is found only in the Lord Jesus Christ. And the eternal God will accept you, beloved, if you will come God's way, and if you will yield to God's will for your life. But how often man wants to walk in his own way because of his sinful nature and the effect of sin upon his life. We've all been warped and twisted by sin, beloved, but you don't have to live that way. You can be delivered from it. You can be set free. You can know peace. You can know joy. You can know contentment. You can know meaning if you'll come God's way. Another place that we find rejection in the Word of God is found in the book of Genesis, chapter 32. We see that Jacob had rejected his father. He had rejected his brother, Esau. Esau was the one that should have had the birthright, because Esau was the oldest, and the birthright would pass down to the oldest. He would carry on the family lineage. But we see that Jacob, under the guidance of his mother, deceived his father when it came time for the father to bless and to pass the birthright on. And Jacob deceived his father, and Jacob went in under the false guise of being Esau. His mother helped him to prepare the food that his father loved, and then he clothed himself with the clothes of Esau, his brother, and he put skins on his arms so he felt like his brother Esau, who was a hairy man. And he went in and he deceived his father into giving him the blessing, the right blessing that should have been Esau's, so that the family heritage would have passed on down to him and he would have been the head of the next generation. But we see that as a result of his rejection of his father, his lying to his father, his rejection of his brother Esau, Esau was out to kill him. Esau was out to reject him by doing the same thing to him that Cain did to his brother Abel. And so, if you will join us in our next time of Bible study together, you'll find out what happened. Till then, goodbye.